Only thing I ever ask is to keep it 100, no cap. I fun in line with the goats, been dropping jams, so go get a notepad. We celebrate wins, so let's take a toast. I don't know what the commotion's about when it's set in stone that we greatness, bro. This is success in the making, this ain't a joke. We take leaps of faith like we hopped off a boat, no cap.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. You hear me?
I don't think it's important anymore. That.
Oh, Sam's.
Are we good?
Yeah, you hear me now?
Yeah, we good.
All right, word. Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much, bro.
Welcome to No Cap, where we're keeping it 100% real with straight up facts. You know, good to have you on the show. You know, I give you a little brief introduction, man. You know, this is you are somebody who, you know, we went to school together. You know, we rode in similar circles. You know, I seen you, you know, when you was, you know, starting off, you know, with your whole journey. And, yeah, man, you talk about on some of your records, you know, selling out the locker, and you know, I remember you at CLC, you was, you know, handing them out to people and just grinding, man. So, you know, I just want to say that, you know, it's good to have you on the show, and you know, you a brother, you a friend, and yeah, man, let's get into it. I mean, how you doing? What's going on with you?
Man, I appreciate the intro, man. You already know I had to, you know what I'm saying, do this for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy to see you doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? So I told you I'd have you when you wanted to do a video, you know what I'm saying? You wanted to do something for your own podcast, bro, so I had you. But everything great, man. I can't even complain, man. Just steady pushing the music, man. Pushing the album that me and Freddie just put out. And then I'm getting ready to put out another single for my project, and I'm putting out an album in December. So
you just been grinding and working.
Yeah.
So how's the process of the whole creative process of putting together the album and the singles and all that go for you?
Man, what J. Cole said, the struggle is beautiful. Mm. So been working on it for like 2 years, probably three. I'm dropping. I know you heard the Commute, the first project I put out. I'm calling that the first project because like that's the first of that series. So I'm doing part two of that. That's dropping in December. So it's been like a 2 year process. I've just been recording back to back, experimenting, seeing what fits, what doesn't fit, figuring out which singles to put out. Just man, pumping money out behind each single. Just making sure the artwork good, planning out visuals, working with different producers, networking, working with more people. So just it's been like a big long process, but I'm having fun with it. It's not like so hard now because you know I'm so deep into it, but it's coming together fine. So I can't really complain.
Mm. Well, it has to be beautiful, man, you know, and in the words of J. Cole, you know, saying, like, I imagine, you know, the struggle is beautiful when you work probably as hard as you have worked, you know, putting together singles and putting together albums and mixtapes, trying to put together good bodies of work.
Yeah.
So, you know, moving forward, how do you draw your inspiration of putting together products, working, you know, and putting together singles? What inspired you and what really brings you into your process?
I'm going to say working with Freddie, you know, we've been doing music forever, so we always bounce ideas off each other. Just working with him. Oh, been working with DJ Kens. We've been working together, you know, Kendall.
Yeah, Kendall, yeah.
We've been like working together, but like the process has been like different this year. I recently joined Blast Forward, so like the sessions be different. Like I'm always working with like, before, like when I used to go to sessions, it used to just be like me and like a couple other people. Now it's like, I go, the vibe is different because we got like three producers, two R&B singers in the room. So it's like, I got such a versatile team I'm able to be a part of. So the music just turns out better. Mm. So it's been fun. That's why it's been beautiful. Also I've been writing for other people too. So that's been helping me with my pen game. So and then, yeah, working with more producers, working with as many new people as I can. Like, I've been like, working with a lot of people for this project.
Mm. That's good to see, man. And that's inspiring to see you, you know, being able to move into those circles and, you know, seeing you on XXL, man, you know, that's amazing to see you elevate to a different level. How has collaborating with other artists and other producers been, and how has, like, writing been for you? Like,
how's it been for me?
Yeah. Writing? Am I asking the same question over again, or is that?
It was kind of the same question, but it's all good. Well, I think you asked it differently this time. For like example, like working with Soundtrack. Soundtrack he produced for Lupe Fiasco. Mm. He did Kick Push. So I worked with him for this ride, the first single I did off the commute. So actually that's the second single because I put out a record last year called Kiss the Rain. Nobody knows, but the producer for that, he is produced by Nasty Loves You. Nasty Loves You, he's a part of Pro Era. So he the general manager, and then he's also the A&R producer, engineer. So it's just dope working with different people that's heard my music. Like hearing something, like he told me Joey Badass heard my music. It's just stuff like that, working with him. Just going back to the last project when I worked with CB Mix. CB Mix, he did a Lil Pump song, Let's Get It. So just different producers. It's just a different variety of like talents I'm able to combine my talents with, and then just putting it together for my project. I'm excited. Just getting back to say, also working with them is like elevating like my network. Like it opens up people's ears for my music. They haven't heard my music. Like other established people in the industry, or they're able to respect my music more because they can see I'm working with other established people and I'm independent. You know? Like I'm not even on a label, so that's the main thing.
That's good, and I only imagine that, you know, being independent, you have to put a little bit more your feet forward and, you know, producing and, you know, putting out your content. How has that process been, like being independent and, you know, really in being in that space of doing certain things a different way and not being on a major label?
I learned to appreciate it. Like, I've been trying to impress the label for like ever, but like, it turns out I've been like impressing myself. I really don't need a label. Like, if I get on a label, it's just, I'm gonna be signing just for them to control my budget. Show who I work with, and it's like I like creatively working with people that I want to work with, or whoever I actually just meet and end up working with. It's just more organic versus like the label. They'll probably have you, all right, you need to work. You can only work with this producer. Like it's awesome to have all like the creative control. So it's more work, but like I don't think I'd have it any other way because like it's more organic.
That's what's up, man. It seems like there is a lot of freedom in it. And I only imagine, you know, that freedom is liberating. You know, it helps you probably to see, you know, like you were saying, you appreciate the grind, and you have such a hunger, would you say?
Yeah. Most definitely.
That's good. When it comes to, like, you know, owning your own music, how has that been, You know how a lot of times artists talk about owning their masters or owning their records, you know, royalties and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Have you dove into that space yet with your records, or what does that look like for you?
Like I got my publishing. I literally go in and I publish every song for the most part. It's a lot of work, but I own all my masters. Like when I go to the studio and I get a record master, like that master's is mine. So yeah, definitely in control of that for sure.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Would you say, like, you know, in the process of that, you're learning how to kind of be sharper in a business way, like, as far as how you deal with people, how you deal with your own business and being an independent artist?
I have to be. Otherwise, it's like, I'm toast. Like, I have to. Right. I have to. Otherwise, I just won't be taken serious.
Right.
And plus, I'm going to be shooting myself in the foot if I don't, like, step up and, like, actually do the paperwork and own my stuff. Like, it's a lot of work, but it's got to be done.
Yeah, man. I definitely, you know, see that that's something that's important, you know, to you. And just in this age, you know, as we look and see, like, artists going more independent, it seems like that is something that is giving the artist more control and giving them more of a platform to do what they want to do creatively. How has, like, putting together the projects changed your perspective on who you are, and how has it helped you grow?
For, like, each project, like, for every stage of my life, like, I think I'm going through a stage now to where it's like my next project is going to be different. Like, for instance, like, just talking about, like, hoes and shit. I'm in a relationship now, so, like, my music is obviously going to change. Like, I might talk about it here and there, but it's just going to change. Like, it's just going to change. It changes every time. Like, each project I grow as a person. So the topic and the subject matter has to change a little bit. So I have to keep up with what's going on as well too. So you'll hear some of it on the new album coming out end of this year. Definitely, you know, got to represent for our people too. At the same time, it's not just about me. So
facts. Congrats on your new relationship, man.
I appreciate it.
And is that going well?
Oh yeah.
How
yours too, man.
What'd you say?
Say congrats on yours too.
Oh yeah, man, appreciate it, man. Yeah, man. It's a beautiful thing to, you know, be in a relationship and to grow with somebody. What'd you say? Yeah.
Definitely.
How in the process of, like, making the music and picking the subject matters, I know you said that in at different stages of life and at different stages of growth, you grow to a different level. How does that affect who you reach, and who are you targeting certain areas of people who you want to reach, or is it just it's just a broad range of, okay, I'll reach whoever the music reaches?
It's mainly organic, like me kicking, like, how I feel. Then it ends up touching people, luckily, because it's like, how do I put this? I just been each project I'm always talking about. It's definitely a personal aspect to each project that I do. It's always a deeper meaning to why, like, my album is named the way it is. Like, Commute One, y'all know why the Commute One was named the Commute. This one, y'all gonna understand why I'm doing it, the Commute Two. It's two different things. Like, this project is, like, completely different than the first one. So. But part of it also, I do focus on reaching people. Like, I have to be relatable at the same time. But just working on myself, period, as a person, it ends up coming out personal in the music. And, like, people luckily gravitate towards it, I think. So that's what I do for every project. People appreciate like how organic I am with my music, because they can see like the effort that's put behind the vision. So people want to hear my story, even if it has nothing to do with what they got going on. People want to hear what I have to say, because I think that I have a way with how I deliver my lyrics. I have a way of like letting people know like why he cares about how he delivers. Like that's really what people care about, is how you deliver. People care about your why. You know what I'm saying? Like not even to knock at other rappers, you know, people listen to stupid shit, but people fuck with the why. Why do they listen to?
Right.
Because why it makes them feel like, you might not be your cup of tea, but it's somebody else's cup of tea.
100%. You know, people can appreciate a good body of work, and especially when it's authentic and when it's real.
Yeah.
You know, people can relate to it. And that's what definitely I get from your music when I listen to, you know, the single The Ride, and then Kiss the Ring, and even Pierce Elliott Essentials, and The Commute. Oh, yeah. Like, and the cleaner ingredients, man. Like, it's just, you get the authentic, you know, version of you. You get, okay, the ins and the outs. You get the artistic side. And I mean, it's definitely something I look back on and I look at when I've listened to it, and it's like, man, like, he's come a long way, and I salute you, you know, to, you know, because you come from, you know, the bottom, and you're slowly rising more and more as you, you know, grow and as you develop. And so,
yeah. What's up, bro? Same with you, man. Same with you. You know, you both come from the same tree. You know what I'm saying? So you doing a lot of things, right? You still out in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, man, I'm out here, man.
Right.
Yeah. I still try to go back home a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Just to connect with family and connect with, you know, different types of people, like friends, and try to network a little bit.
Why not?
But yeah, man. Oh, go ahead. You gonna say them?
No, I was saying fair enough. All
right. So when you talk about, I know you touched on, you know, the people and everything. You know how a lot of times there's people who are artists and they focus on the fame, they focus on the material things. Why is it so important for you to focus, you know, on reaching the people and inspiring them? Now, obviously, you know, material things is a part of life, and you know, you can't, it's not like you can't, you know, avoid them, but how's that for you when you're, you know, in the process of reach, you know, doing music and all that?
I think it goes back to you being a person. Like, people always want to hear like what you believe. Like, it goes back to like what you stand on. You know what I'm saying? What you stand for. Like, what they say, like, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Like, you can't be gullible in this world. So you have to stand for something, believe something. So I make it a goal. Like, I can't just make all my songs like the same. And I know I do be talking about having fun and shit, but it's positive, so people still gravitate towards it. But it's still also message in it. I think that comes from that saying. Like, you have to have an opinion. You have to, especially what we all going through as a people, you have to have an opinion. So I definitely make sure to put that in the music. And even if it's not like a message that completely correlates with the people, the feeling does. People will feel that. So,
because it's a human emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most definitely. So, in the process of, like, you know, you're still in the Chicagoland area, right?
Yeah.
How has Chicago and Chicagoland area influenced your music?
Shit. It just goes back to when I was going out to school, going to school at Columbia College downtown. Like, it's everything is just diverse. So that goes back to why the Commute One was called the Commute, because I was commuting. I was on the train going back and forth from the suburbs, you know what I'm saying, Waukegan out to Chicago. It's an hour train ride, and it was just about me on my journey going to school to complete my mission, and I went for music business. Mm. So with that, I ended up meeting a lot of people. So you meet a lot of diverse people, and you learn the culture. Although, like, you know, it's a lot of hate in Chicago. It's a lot of drill music in Chicago. Right, it's a lot of Chicago, but I got to still be me, so.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Luckily, I was able to still, like, I think I worked with every type of artist in Chicago. Mm. Every artist, every type of music. Mm. Not drill, but I've been, you know what I'm saying, around it. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right. So you've seen the different elements of, you know, Chicago music and all that.
Yeah.
So as a person and a musician, have you sensed, like, in Chicago, there's kind of like a crabs in a bucket mentality? Have you sensed that? Or not really?
It's like that.
Yeah.
It's like that. I mean, it's just like that.
Yeah.
Can't tune into it. Like, I focus on the people that support me. Like, I mean, I've been out of that phase of like, oh, people don't support me, man. Fuck y'all, man. People, you know what I'm saying? I'm putting out all this shit. People don't support me. Like, people appreciate when you just pitch your shit out, and then other people, they just gravitate towards it. Like, I've been out of that phase of like, man, people don't support me. Like, I know a lot of people don't support me. I know a lot of people watch me.
Right.
That's all that matters. You know what I'm saying? People that watch end up turning into people that support.
Facts.
Shit. I've had people that used to hate on my shit. Like, high school, them niggas turn into fans. You know what I'm saying? And the same niggas be at the shows. Hey, good shit, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I never tuned into it. I just kept doing my shit. Like, that's, people appreciate how you grow. Like, people appreciate that. Like, I don't tune in and why people don't support my shit. That's not up to me to make people choose.
Yeah, man, I think you said something key, you know, like, all you can do is, you know, make a product and make a body of work and, you know, do you, and, you know, everything will follow, you know, from there. You know, people will gravitate towards all the stuff that you do if they really rock with you. And I definitely sense that, you know, like, even for me being a creative too, like, I've noticed that the people who will support, and the ones who won't, they just won't. And I can't worry about if they're going to support me or not. I just have to do the best I can to make the stuff that I know resonates with me, but I know that can touch people. And so,
facts.
Yeah, man. And
your podcast is going to pick up way. It's going to pick up more and more attraction. The more, like, it just does. I can tell you got a head on your shoulders. Like, people, they don't gravitate towards it. They just will. You got a positive message.
Yeah, man, I definitely appreciate it, man. I'm trying to, you know, be different than the status quo. You know, I'm trying to, you know, be unique with what I do. And, you know, I think it really takes a true leader to really stand outside the box and say, I'm going to do it this way, instead of going with the, you know, the current of the stream, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, man, that's why I definitely, you know, appreciate people like you who definitely are, you definitely have a way of putting together your artistry, but making your story, you know, tell itself through your artistry.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a beautiful thing to see that, man. How you been doing during this COVID time, man? You been staying safe?
Mm-hmm. I thank God for that. Still, yeah, staying safe. Enjoying myself. I mean, for me, like, COVID made me grind harder, really.
Mm.
Well, actually, I don't want to say that, because I was grinding before that, but it's still still, like, because I started doing my, like, I started writing music for people on the side end of last year in December, and then was doing that, and then COVID hit. I was still working, like, it wasn't, you know what I'm saying? I'm still working, like, it's all the same. Only difference is I'm putting on these annoying-ass masks. Like, that's it.
Mm.
That's it.
Truly.
Other than that, I'm good. I can't complain. Like, all my people, they good. So I'm good.
That's good to hear, man. It's good that you staying up lifting and you staying on the grind, you keeping all your ducks in a row, you feel me?
Most stuff.
That's good. How would you say, from the time that you started up until now, you have evolved as a person, as a man?
Definitely evolving. Still evolving. I'm ready for the next level.
That's good, man.
Ready for the next level. I've definitely evolved in ways that, like, I've cut back. I'm more like low key. Like, I'd like to be, I've always been low key, but I just like to be out the way. I like to just do straight. Like, only thing I care about doing is kicking it with family, just eating home cooked meals, staying out the way, smoking a little bit of weed, chilling the fuck out, going to the studio, making music, hanging out with my girlfriend, and that's it. Like, that's it. And then letting shit elevate from there. Like, all the other shit, party and all that shit, I can care less. Like, it's cool every once in a while, but for the most part, it's just I just be chilling, I'm just staying out the way. So I think evolving more. I'm definitely evolving more as an adult. So
that's what's up, man. I mean, those are the most important things though in life, really. Like for me as well, man. Like, I don't really be doing much as far as like the work and, actually, focusing on the purpose and focusing on, growing with my lady, growing, as a man. I try to stay pretty low key too, man, because it just,
hey, I know.
Too much stuff out here, man. I don't like to try to get in the way too much. So yeah.
Same here.
So would you consider yourself an introvert more?
Yeah. I'm definitely an introvert. I come out when it's supposed to, and that's it.
I feel that. I'm an introvert too. So.
You've always been one of them. I always knew that shit. But I knew you were always up on to the next level or something. Like, I always knew that.
Yeah, man. Back in the day, you remember those times when we all would hang out, Terry, yeah. Ron.
Yeah. Shout out to Ron. Yeah.
For real.
Sure.
Yeah, those are the good old days, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You still hoop?
I ain't hooped in a minute. But I'm not so bad if I get back in the field house or something.
Yeah.
Again, I ain't been hooping in a while. Especially since COVID. But yeah, I'll be getting back in sports soon enough.
That's good. That's good. You stay in shape, like you be getting the weight room.
Yeah, stay in shape.
That's what's up.
Whether it's at work or whether I hit the gym every once in a while. Since COVID hit, it's kind of like I've been like on and off with it. But luckily, I still find a way to stay in shape. So.
That's good, man. Keep it up, man. I try to stay in tune with it too, man. I mean, obviously I'm a personal trainer, so I have to, so. Yeah, man. That's what I went to COC for.
So, like, personal trainer for like what? Like lifting weights and stuff?
Yeah. So, like, you know how you have trainers who train people?
You know what? I forget. Your ass is low-key swole. Yeah, that is cool.
I'll be low key flexing on them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what's up.
But yeah, man, I'm trying to, actually right now I'm working on trying to start my own business with personal training, with the youth ministries, with the motivational speaking. And it's something that I've been working on for years, ever since probably like high school. I've been just writing and re-altering and living out the dream and putting together the plan as I go. And now it's actually coming together to where I can actually put it into a business. So,
sweet.
Yeah, man.
I'm working on my eyes too.
What's that?
I'm working on mine too. Business.
Salute, man.
This is close to being done. It's almost done. So.
Well, I'll definitely be keeping you encouraged, giving you some encouragement with that, man.
No, definitely.
And I'll be keeping you in the prayers about that too, my brother. I know it's gonna happen, you know.
Thank you, bro. Prayers up.
Yeah, entrepreneurship is definitely important. What you said. Yeah. So far as like business ventures and kind of like with the music, do you find time to like invest any money in like anything that you feel is important for you to invest in?
Yep. Definitely. I was doing that today, actually. I ain't going into detail, but yeah.
Nah, you straight.
But yeah, definitely investing.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, I try to do the same thing, too.
You in the stocks?
I'm trying to get into that a little bit. I'm still learning about it, but more so liquidation, you know, I've been getting the big pallets of product and then throwing them online and flipping them for cash. My cousin, he put me on it. So I'm just learning about financial literacy more and trying to be more financial literate with my money, how to make it work for me. Because, you know, a lot of times with investing, people think that, okay, I just keep my money in the bank. But you want to take that money and make it work for you. So you want to keep flipping it so you can make more money.
For real. If I could flip money the rest of my life, I will. Like, that's just the main thing. Like, flipping money all year.
For real. Yeah, man. It's important, man. So how would you say, like, you know, being in a relationship now has changed your perspective on how you view women?
Women ain't the enemy. They're not the enemy. It's got to, man, I don't know. I'm just lucky, bro. All I can say is just go pick the right one. Like, quit picking them. Don't pick them booty shaking hoes and shit, bro. Just go pick the right one and just get you one that's on the same page as you, and that's it. I'm just talking shit. If you want to get you taking maybe shaking ass on you, then that's the thing, bro. But,
you know, every girl do that to a certain extent, you know.
Not all. But, yeah, just get you one that's on the same page as you, bro. That's it. Just get you one that's on the same page. The one that you can do everything with.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely feel like somebody will receive that out there, you know. So, yeah, man, that's definitely important to get somebody where you can, you know, feel, you know, comfortable with and you can grow with and y'all can do things together and grow in many ways. It's definitely an important thing.
Definitely. Facts.
Yeah. I've definitely found that out in my relationship too, man. Yes, it's made me better, you know, and it's my weaknesses, you know, my failures. She helps me to see those, and you know, as well as myself, I help her to see her. Then we grow stronger and we grow better, you know, and you know, we help each other be accountable and more sharper. So, yeah,
most definitely,
for sure, man. How has your faith, like, not only in yourself but in God, like, influenced, you know, your mission and your purpose?
Man, I talk to God every day. Cause, like, make sure, like, that's the whole, you making things happen, really. Just talk to God every day. And I try to move in His purpose, and then He makes it work out for me.
100%, man. He's able and He's willing, man. And it's definitely a blessing, you know, to have somebody who is higher than yourself to lead and guide your path, you know. And so, how's the growth been as far as, like, you know, your family, that relationship, as you've, like, gotten more success in your music?
My parents, they've always supported me, so we've always had a tight relationship. So I'm still trying. Success is, like, hella subjective. Like, the success I'm trying to hit is, like, I'm just trying to get wealthy. Mm-hmm. So, but as far as, like, everything from up to this point, like, they're happy with me. So they've always supported me.
Yeah, definitely. That definitely has to be a treasure, man. You know, to have the family behind you and definitely supporting you. Yeah. I know you see me looking off, man. I see a roach, man. I'm trying to.
What'd you say?
I know you see me looking off in the distance. I see a roach. I'm trying to kill it.
Oh, go ahead, kill it.
Give him a minute, bro. Anyways, my bad, bro.
Find it real quick.
You can't play with them little things, man. For real. But how is, like, just being in this season going for you, as far as, like, we're moving into fall now. So how's that been as far as, like, the transition?
I'm kind of bummed. I mean, I like hoodie weather, but I really been trying to move somewhere warm. So, I mean, that'll happen in due time, but I'm ready. Mm. Fall, I mean, it's going to come fall, then winter, you know, birthday. I mean, I'm pumped because I got a lot of work to do. Album's going to come out. You know, a lot of things coming out. There's a lot of things. I'm almost done, so. Mm. I'm pumped. I mean, you're part of the process. I'm about to have another interview to put up now too, so
definitely, bro. Yeah. Definitely.
I'm pumped.
Yeah. Definitely pumped. I'm definitely excited for you, man. I'm excited to hear what the product's about and definitely to experience it, you know.
No doubt. I appreciate it.
No doubt, man. I think, you know, we need to continue to uplift and support each other, because sometimes that's not enough.
Yeah.
In our community, so.
Yeah, we put each other down. Our own communities. Just you can't be part of the problem. Like, that's why people like us, we stay in our lane and just uplift each other. So.
Yeah, that's all it's really about, though, man. You know, just each one teach one, uplift, empowerment. If we don't do it, if we don't start with each other, then how can we, you know, do it with the people who we're trying to captivate and draw into our experience?
Right.
So
you gotta stop supporting each other once we get to a certain level. Like, just support your own brother and sister and just keep it moving with each other.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's one thing we need to do as a culture.
For real. How has the culture and how has the community influenced your music?
That's a good question.
You can marinate on that a little bit. I'll let you give you some time to answer.
Because I feel like what I get my inspiration from is, like, from, well, okay, as far as culture, like, I mean, of course I've been influenced by, like, 90s hip hop, 2000s music, just other genres of music as well, like oldies, music my parents listen to. So, I mean, that's the culture.
Mm.
Like, I grew up listening to it. I always go blank when I get on interviews. I can never think about who I actually listen to, because it's like I literally listen to everything.
Mm. Well, that says enough for me to kind of get a little idea of that.
Next time I'm gonna come up with a whole list, like, you have a ready. I know, like, so I listen to it.
Hey, I'll be ready. I'll be ready for that, man. For real. How so with the music that you do, who are your biggest inspiration as artists? Like you said, 80s, 90s music and 2000 music. Like who would you say are your top five artists that influenced you?
Let me think. Currency is one of my favorite artists, just because he does things independently. Currency, Lil Wayne's a heavy influence on me, which is kind of cliche, but I mean it's just the facts. Like my first song, I used to try to rap like Wayne in high school. You probably heard them shits back in the day. Like,
yeah.
them shits is never gonna be found. Like, I used to try to rap like Wayne, so he definitely had an influence on my flow. Like everybody's had uses a Wayne flow, a Jigga flow. So you know what I'm saying? Of course, Jay-Z, Nas, Jadakiss. Mos Def.
Okay.
I listen to Sade. I listen to Mint Condition.
Okay.
Of course, J. Cole.
All right now.
I don't know if I said Kendrick already. Kendrick. I like T-Pain.
Okay.
My first hip hop CD I'd ever heard was Lil Bow Wow. His first CD. Wear a Dog.
Which one? Was it the unreleased one or which one?
His first one.
Oh, the first album he came out with.
It's not when he was with Death Row. Well, he's actually with Death Row, but his first CD.
The one with the pit bull on it?
Yeah, that's Wear a Dog.
Yeah. My bro had that CD, man.
My sister, she had that CD. Like, my parents wouldn't let me listen to hip-hop back in the day. Like, the only time I used to hear it was just, like when I was either with my sister or some shit. My older sister, she'd be hanging and you'd be hearing. I had to hear that shit in the car. Like, I remember briefly, I heard Slob on My Knob. And I was like, what the fuck is this? I was like, damn. People, and I could see my parents didn't ever let me listen to this. Like, this shit's crazy. Slob on My Knob. My corn on it, like just like an example. Like I remember that shit. Like, my sister, like my people was not letting me listen to them. They would not let me listen to hip hop like that. Like I was just playing Dragon Ball Z on my PlayStation, fucking riding my bike outside with my diverse group of friends in Zion, and then coming home from school watching Toonami, and then that's it.
Okay.
And then like. As I got older and shit, I started getting into music like after like 14. Okay, I was listening like, this is like, actually I want to say 12. So it was like real like, this was like 06, like music was like good as fuck, like fun. Listening to Crime Mob.
Yeah.
When T.I. first came out, listening to Young Guns. Young Guns, like when you used to catch BET, they used to play your favorite video.
The MTV Jams?
Yeah. Or BET Jams. BET Jams. I was looking at BET Jams.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what I meant to say.
MTV Jams, too, but I messed with BET Jams.
106 and Park, you remember that?
106, yeah. 106 Park. I wish they'd bring that back just so they could play my video.
Yeah.
that's why I like, that's why I love making videos. Like, yeah, I just grew up looking, you know what I'm saying? Back when they just had a number one video on 106. I remember Bow Wow be like, used to stay on that shit.
For real.
Number one. Like, that's some shit I always wanted to do. But like, shit, getting back into like, back in the day when I was listening, just like Young Guns, like, Young Bloods. That's right. Young Bloods, freaking. Mm-hmm. The Franchise Boys, they used to be my favorite rappers, like, in 8th grade. Like, shit. So, pretty much, I was just inspired by everything, just growing up. Just everything had an influence on the music I make now. Like, somebody just told me, like, when I was playing one of my new records, they said, like, my music sounds like everything all in one. Like, damn, they was like, damn, you sound like Jadakiss, Jay-Z, just da-da-da, all in one. I was like, it makes sense because, like, that's what I grew up listening to. Like, I'm still heavily influenced.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I just respect the culture.
That's good, man.
I think that's also why, like, my music really hasn't changed like that. Like, it gets better, but it's not like you don't see me trying to rap like Jack Harlow or, you know what I'm saying, or the Migos and shit. Like, I still, like, I have such a way that I could just stick to being myself. Like, I care about how I deliver my music. Like, I could rap like it's straight up like the 90s and shit. People gonna appreciate it. Like, wow, your shit, like, I can actually appreciate what you're saying. So, like, people, like, they just appreciate it. Even if, like, it's like, it's modernized 90s music. That's what I think, like, my music is. It's modernized. It's mellow turn up.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's a good mix of everything when I listen to your music. It seems like, you know, really, there's a lot of diversity in it. There's a lot of different melodies, a lot of, you know, different rhythm schemes and stuff of that matter. I'm a music head too, so a lot of people who, you know, you probably, you know, mentioned and grew up on, you know, some of the people who I listen to growing up too. And I only imagine, like, as you know, continue to grow more as an artist, like, if they say you sound like Jadakiss, Jay-Z, all of them now, think about when you go, like, you keep growing, you know, you're going, you know what I'm saying, be on a different level. So.
Yeah, man. Like, because I came up in an era when, like, man, high school motherfuckers just roast the fuck out of you if you ain't had that shit. Now you can rap like trash and be fucking congratulated. I came up in the era where it's like, man, I have to get cold. That's why my shit's been slowly progressing, like, for years. That's why it's still growing. So I'm gonna always be like taking my time writing verses and shit, caring about my beat selection. Like, I've always cared about that. So my first mixtape that I ever did in high school, the ones when I was selling out the, I don't know if I gave you one. I can't remember if I gave you
one. I still got one, man. I still got one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, I fucking produced, like, the whole thing. Like, that's why producers, like, fuck with me. Like, they started giving me, people just started fucking with me. And I started developing an ear for beats, what I want to hear, how I want to hear myself over beats.
So how that helped you grow more as far as, like, understanding and learning what type of beats you want to put on your music or inclusion.
It helped me realize to not follow, like, the trends. Like, you do what you want to do. Like, I think it was an interview Jay-Z said. He was like, I'm not making the music that y'all want to do. I'm doing what the fuck I want to make, how I want to make it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if everybody understood that, then I should be awesome for them. But, you know, a lot of people, they just want to go with the tide, the way, the new wave and shit. Like, I've never followed other people's wave. Like I can easily sense. Like, I'm, like, I, sometimes I catch myself, like, oh, hell, I sound like this. But if I see, I hear myself sound like a rapper, like, I ain't supposed to be sounding like this, not my lane, I instantly ball that shit up and throw that shit across the room. I feel like it really helped me, like I just said, like, my beat selection. Like, I appreciate how hit records are appreciated. Why I appreciate hit records. I still listen to hit records from, like, 04 or 03. Like, man, I want my record to sound like this. Like, you can bring it back. Like, you ain't got to fucking go, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to go get a beat from Mike Will Made It to sound with the times and shit. Like, I still want to work with Jazzy Faye. Like, right. Jazzy fizzle at the beginning of my shit, and I want that beat to sound like it's from 06, because I know how I'm gonna sound on the beat. Like, I know how I'm gonna do a music video for it. Like, yeah, it just goes back to, like, I know what the fuck how I want to sound. That's why people appreciate how I do it. So,
and that's important, man. That's the distinguishing factor between a leader and a follower, wouldn't you say? Because right. a leader takes his destiny into his own hands and doesn't follow what everybody else is doing around them. They take the lead instead to do what you and me are doing, taking, you know, our talents and carving our own lane, you know. And that's an important thing, man. So I definitely respect that, and I definitely, you know, I will always continue to encourage you to keep, you know, doing that, and don't let nobody tell you different, you know, other than what you already know you should be doing, you know.
Ever.
Yeah. And yeah, man. Speaking of music, you heard Nas's new album?
Yeah, we just listened to it last week. Yeah.
Yeah. What you think about that joint?
I think it's dope. He's rapping over different beats. Shit. Like, when you're a vet like Nas, like, you can't keep rapping over that boom bap shit. You could, but it's like, you've already done that. You've made a legacy out of that. So, shit. I mean, shit, you gotta pay bills and shit. So, I mean, of course you're gonna... I like the shit he got with Dirk. Like, yeah. I like how he's rapping over it. He's still Nas, though. It's still Nas. Right. Like, it's just a different beat selection. Like, you're supposed to do that. Like, you're a legend. Like, you could work with every other producer and see how that shit sounds. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not, you can tell he's still doing what the fuck he wants to do. Like, so, I like a lot of it.
Yeah, man, it's a solid piece of work, man. And it definitely, you know, when you have that longevity in the game and when you have that, you know, when you're seasoned, you know, it gives you that kind of, like, leeway to kind of, would you say, do what you feel like you want to do.
Yeah. If you do what you want to do, you're eventually gonna get brought up to where everybody, you're gonna be where everybody else is, but you're gonna have your own wave. Right. That's what I want.
Definitely. So
when you truly do what you want, other people want to fuck with you. Like you the little fish that all the big fish want to fuck with.
Yeah. 100%, man. Definitely. So. How has just being, you know, a person who looks outside the box and seeing other artists doing it a certain type of way, does that encourage you, discourage you, or how does that feel your energy? How does that feel your passion to keep going?
I get inspired. Sometimes I don't hear this stuff. Sometimes I don't hear the new people shit. I was looking at a Lil Wayne interview, and he was really just like, "Yo, I be in Wayne's world. Like, I don't be listening to these other niggas. The only time I do hear him is if I get in my car, I fucking put the keys in the ignition, and I start it. And then that shit come on the radio, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? That's the only time I hear it. That's how I am. I don't be checking for people's stuff like that because I'm." Not because I'm a hater or I can't fuck with it. It's just like, I just be in my own world and shit. Like, if I want to look it up, I will. But when I do hear some of the new stuff and I'm inspired by it, I like it. I'm like, where? That's dope. But I don't know. Like, with my camp, they make different stuff. It's then now it's like, wow, I feel like it's more so catered to me. To how I'm gonna sound on it, but that's the only time I listen to people's stuff. Like I'm glad you asked that Nas question because really, like I don't even think I listened to his project that he dropped before, but I just so happened to listen to the new album he came out with.
No doubt, man.
Sometimes it's hard for me to listen to like new shit. Like, I feel like my mind really gets cluttered. Like, same thing with, like TV and, like, catching up on Netflix shows and shit. Like, people be watching shows. I'm like, bro, I don't feel like looking at that right now. And that's, I feel like that means I'm not programmed. Like, I can't, it's too much. Like, I'm not finna look at some shit that I don't feel like looking at. It's programming. Like, why would you listen to an album? You hear that new album? And I'm like, no. Like, if you don't want to listen to it yet, then don't. Like, I can listen to it 3 months from now. Right. I can digest it the way I want to digest it in my brain. Like, shit. For example, I'm playing goddamn Batman Arkham Knight. This game's like 10 years old, but shit. I just got this shit last year and I'm still playing this shit. Like, yeah, this game's like cold as fuck. Like, like it's awesome. Like, it's new to me. So, like, I'm gonna treat, you know, it's new to me. I'm gonna have fun with it.
Right. And that's all really matters. I mean, just doing stuff when you feel like it's right for you to do it and not letting it, nobody dictate when you do that and how you do that.
Yeah.
Because that's definitely an important thing, man. Just to have that that kind of space to be like, hey, you know, I'm just going to, I'm not, just because I'm not listening to it right away or just because I'm not doing this or into this, doesn't mean I still am not in tune with what's going on around.
Right, exactly.
And so, yeah, man, the work is really what's really important too as well. It's just like, I noticed like when you're creative, and you could probably attest to this, you could tell me if you do or not, but you just kind of like certain things you don't care to actually draw your attention to because it's gonna take you off focus. You know, would you say like certain things, you know, that you happen to be out there, you think if you tune into it too much, it may throw you off your focus? Or do you think that certain things you just rather not tune into at certain times?
The second, yeah. I'd rather not tune into it until I feel like it.
Yeah. I feel that, man. So, how's, like, far as, like, the people who you're reaching, have you got any, like, good reviews? I know you told me a little bit about some people talking about your style and how, you know, the way you make your music. How have you heard any stories from people like, oh, this really, you know, changed my outlook on this, or your story of how you went through this, you know, really inspired me? That kind of makes sense?
Feedback, like, have I got any feedback that's like, what you saying, like, to open me like up to like other possibilities for better music, like better, like good feedback like that?
Yeah, that, and just like people who are fans of your music, just who appreciate the music. They have you ever heard any stories of somebody like telling you like, hey, like that really like inspired me, that really changed my outlook on this, this really changed parts of my life?
I honestly haven't. I might be wrong. I get good feedback, but not on that level yet. That's what I'm aiming to reach people. Like, definitely change people's life. Like, man, this camera has really changed my life. I think, actually, I am. It's just, I think, like, a lot of my supporters, they can't put into words how my shit is yet. But they do, like, I still get, like, feedback from my last project, Commute, which is, like, crazy for me because I've never dropped a project like that to where people were still listening to it from 3 years ago and they still like, yo, man, this project is still just like, it slaps. So I think that, yeah, I think that's the feedback you're talking about. So it's definitely inspiring. So that's why it's taking so long for this project to marinate and get done. So when it is done and I release it, hopefully people gravitate towards like the first one and my other singles as well.
100%. Yeah, I'm sure that, you know, the right people who actually, you know, will receive the music will find appreciation in it. So yeah, well, hey man, I don't want to take too much of more of your time, but just want to give you a chance to kind of like, you know, tell people where they can find your music, where they can follow you, like your social media and kind of like your, you know, places where they can find your music. You want to go ahead?
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, so Pierce Elliott, everywhere on every digital platform you can find me. Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E, and then Elliott, E-L-L-I-O-T-T. So that's everywhere. Pierce Elliott everywhere. YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, freaking Napster, whatever the hell you don't need music to. Every digital platform, social media, Instagram, Pierce_Elliott Rap, But if you do type in Pierce Elliott, you should be able to find me anyways. I think I'm the most popular, Pierce Elliott. Then Twitter at Peasy Elliott. Facebook, Pierce Elliott. So pretty much Pierce Elliott, I'll show up.
Cool. Well,
but yeah, it was most likely dope chopping it up with you, bro.
Yeah, man, no doubt. It's good chopping it up and just, you know, getting in tune with you a little bit, man.
What's up?
Well, all right.